Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
WEEI Afternoons. I want to thank Fitzy and our friends at the Doubles for Diabetes program and the Red Sox, because they have to hit doubles for it to work. And they did. So thank
you. Who was our leading doubles hitter this year?
I am going to guess it was Trevor Story.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
That feels like a solid guess. Now, we do cover sports for a living, and we talk Red Sox every day, and we probably should know.
Well, come on. I mean, you can't know every stat. You don't want to fill the hard drive. You got to leave room for the emotions, for the raw reactions. Yes.
Dan Ball, how smart am I?
Not smart enough, because
God
with
darn it.
41 doubles as well as 13 triples, Jaron Duran was your leader in doubles in 2025.
And people don't want to bring this guy back
to
the team.
No, I know. It's crazy.
And by people, we mean Ted.
Okay. Well, he's big enough to be two people.
41 doubles, 13 triples.
Yeah, your boy Story was third with 29. You had Sadon Rafael at 34, Story 29, Bregman 28, and my guy, Carlos Narvaez at 27.
Dan Ball, I'm going to guess that Jaron Duran, this is a total offshoot, just has a high, what's my favorite stat, BAPSO, whatever, ball batting average on balls put in play?
BABIP.
BABIP. BABIP. He strikes out too much, and that leads us to believe he stinks, but when he puts the ball in play, he's hitting doubles and triples.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I take that from BISPA or something, and but yes, $15,000 Happy Gilmore-like check that Fitzy was holding. He didn't have a Sharpie, so he didn't endorse it and put forward deposit on. You know, if you lose that, somebody can just cash it. Somebody like Stiz can go to like a quick cash paycheck place. Boom, $15,000 gone. You got to write.
What do you mean somebody like Stiz?
No, that's fair. I totally have done that stuff.
Wow. Holy
smokes. I'm trying to defend
smokes.
My client. God darn it.
Somebody like Stiz.
And he owns it.
I was eyeing it from the second it came in there,
right?
I'm like, $15,000, that's
you're
a
like,
lot of money.
Yo, does this fit in the ATM at Sizz?
That's a lot of tanning saloons.
But it's Patriots time. And we've been talking about the Patriots in various ways in terms of happiness, enjoying the games. You and I are doing post-game shows that are far more enjoyable. We're talking about Drake May, your second-year quarterback, being an MVP candidate.
We started doing the post-game show in 2022, just in time for the team to begin its downward spiral. So, like, yeah, I mean, we're so used to them winning now, we've come to expect it so much in the brief seven-game stint that is the 2025 season. We didn't even make mention last Sunday of the fact that now Mike Vrabel has more wins through seven games than Belichick had in his last year, or that Mayo had all of last year.
Yeah. Mayo's had in his entire career and will have in his entire career.
That might be true. This is not on the rundown. This was not even top of mind. Are we kind of starting to take the Patriots winning for granted?
Absolutely not, and that's where this discussion is going to go. Because
what a setup.
Dan Ball asked us the simple question. The Patriots are rolling. It's fun to be a Patriots fan. In fact, it's the most fun we've had watching this team since ... fill in the blank. And I think it's a really interesting question based on two things. The one section of games that just weren't fun, the non-fun seasons of 22, 23, 24, 25, like in that whole era there. And then also in comparison to the entitlement seasons. And I don't know when you want to say those started, but Tom Brady was the most unhappy or whatever.
He was the most. He told Collinsworth, "I'm the most miserable 8-0 quarterback
in history."
That's not
fun. If he's not fun, we're not fun. Expectations. We're scrambling to keep him. We're scrambling to have Sanu come make him happy, mm-hmm. so he'll stay. So this sort of origin story of Drake May's Patriots. I'm going to say something crazy.
For the first time.
Since
the last
ever,
hour.
Since I said he was going to go to the Patriots Hall of Fame, and then everybody agreed with me since that I'm right. Because mm-hmm. guess what? I'm pretty sure if he wins the MVP award, even if for one season, he would go to the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Maybe. If he, I mean, I don't want to say it, but if something went sideways and that was his best season,
sure,
he would be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. I think this is the most fun season since 2001.
That is the most insane thing I have ever heard.
Because there's no expectation. The expectations were low. This is a team that I thought was overrated. We were all lowering win expectations to start the season because of training camp and joint practices and all that. And now they're 5-2. They're in first place.
Uh-huh.
They beat the Bills in Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
They out Josh Allen with Drake May, the new better version uh-huh. of Josh Allen.
Sounds like what happened in 2021.
Two seed. They are the two. No, sounds like, whoa. Now them's fighting words. I watched 2021.
Mm-hmm. Did you not enjoy that at all?
The unlikable quarterback that was Mac Jones.
Were you not having fun when they were winning week after week on the way to 9-4 in the number one seed?
Because not only did that year's team have a soft schedule, uh-huh. the soft schedule would show up on the injury report the week before they played the Patriots.
Soft schedule? You played Saints, Titans, and Browns.
Yeah. And did their best players play? Well, not Calvin Ridley, but bad example.
I mean, who was the best player? I mean, the best player on the Saints.
That was the soft schedule, and I'll get back to it. You missed it. An unlikable quarterback. I didn't like Mac Jones.
That's you. A lot of us did, though.
A lot of people didn't.
A lot of people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe we finally got an answer. After we had to wait all of – there was this delightful air of insufferability. Also sort of smells like pumpkin spice. Emanating out of Gillette Stadium in the fall of 2021, where people thought, oh, my God, I can't believe all these other fan bases suffer like they do. And we only had to wait 1 year between the end of the GOAT and the dawn of McCorkle. This is unbelievable.
But I don't know that, like, people got caught up in that. They definitely did.
Because it was fun.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't all that much fun. He wasn't all that good.
Fun or not, 6-1-7-7.
He threw, like, little dink and dunk passes. He has no arm. He's not that
good.
He's not that likable.
Who's that guy that's winning game after game in San Francisco?
He turned interviews on WEEI into, I don't want to listen to that.
Yes.
Unlike Drake May, who's a laugh a minute with May or May Not. He's really come out of his shell in recent weeks. Telling us about sushi and pumpkin spice and all these fun things.
Are you building this up thinking he's listening?
No, I'm just in case he's listening.
Okay. Someone that knows him is.
More likable.
By the way, we got great feedback on yesterday's interview.
Yeah, I know, because it was a good interview with a nice young quarterback.
Rick Reniak, the Family Connection, messaged me on the old IG and was like, wow, you guys are killing it now ever since I messaged you.
So our biggest critic has become our biggest fan on the Drake May interview.
How
good
about
to know.
That? But I cannot believe that you think nobody was enjoying the Mac Jones season.
I didn't say nobody, but I think it was a house of cards. It was false lust, false love. I don't think anybody loved Mac Jones. More likable, Mac Jones in 2021 or Drake May in 2025?
Well, it's obviously Mac Jones. I mean, excuse me, Drake May. Jeez. Yeah, no, I shook that off myself. I got that. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Drake May. He's more likable. He's more talented. We weren't sure because even the pre-draft was like, did he just fall into our laps or did you really want him? Is he talented enough? Does he have any skills?
Did
he
Bill Belichick
look like
really
a modern quarterback?
I know, we went
all
over
all that crap.
We all thought, you know who we thought he was, honestly, was like Timu Drew Brees.
Yes, but not even. I don't think a lot of people thought he was going to reach those levels. Is right now
the same arm strength as Drew Brees. Drew Brees had a pop gun. He had a pea shooter.
At the end when he was hurt after 17 shoulder and arm injuries.
He had a bunch.
But Drake May is fun. Right out the gates, he's fun, right? Because he can run, he can throw, he can make all the throws, whatever those cliches you want to throw out there. He's more enjoyable to watch play the sport of football. He's also just better, right? So much better than Mac Jones. And we're seeing that. Mac Jones is a journeyman now. He's a journeyman backup. He's either going to be, you know, the 28th to 32nd best starter in the league, or he's going to be a backup.
I'll smack the shit out of
Mac Jones. Not like you.
I don't care.
Who was that?
That was Ninko. Ninko did not like Mac.
I'm with Ninko.
Wow.
Though. He was not likable. He was not likable.
No,
in the
there
least.
Was that era.
He was a spoiled rich kid.
There was
douche.
Well, that's why they called him the tennis brat. That's why they called him McEnroe because
they called him the tennis brat because he admitted to us in like the first press conference, he played tennis and was a tennis brat.
Right. And I spoke to his, I remember talking to an interview for .com with his old Pop Warner and middle school coach, and was like, well, he was a little bit of a hothead. Like, it were, like, there were the photos of him, like, tennis racket overhead, the sweater tied around the waist. Like, that's not the look.
Well, he was also a model, I believe. He was doing modeling and tennis.
He did child modeling, yes.
We're just, everybody together. And, it wasn't my best, and I got to be better. And
is that Arcan doing Mac Jones?
No, that is Ninko doing.
Again. Oh, that's
Mac Jones. Okay. And I knew this at the I had a great fight at the time with our buddy Christian Fourier, speaking of doubles, with diabetes and diabetes. And he was like, no, he's not a rich kid and spoiled and dink. And then that was on a Friday. On the Monday, Christian goes, yeah, I did a little rich kid, research. He's a rich kid, spoiled dink. Yeah, yeah. His first car that he got when he got his license at 16 was like a brand new right off the lot, like Range Rover, and he drove it to practice.
Oh,
and
gross.
Like that whole thing. That's where he came from. And I'm not saying Drake May ain't a rich kid, because I think Drake May's a rich kid, too. He comes
from a
nice
pretty well-to-do. Yeah, nice.
But he nice doesn't come off in an unlikable way. And if anything, he's getting more likable by the week. The more he settles into his role, Mac Jones didn't. And I get Mac Jones was playing for Bill Belichick.
He had something, like he was sleeping on a bed of nails that was also infested with very hungry rats at the time.
Okay, so take his personality off the table. Who's more fun to watch play the sport of football?
Well, once again, the answer is Drake May.
So it's Drake May.
Yeah.
And you said it. We were too close to Tom Brady. There was still a sense of entitlement with you people.
Oh, there
we
go.
You people still thought you were entitled to success and winning.
I knew it. It was my fault.
We've been cleansed from the entitlement, not by Mike Vrabel like he said he would, by the losing and by Gerard Mayo and by Bill Belichick nosediving his career here.
Should I prepare the apology, or she just want me to riff it?
What apology?
Well, I mean, it was obviously my people, we were responsible for the entitlement.
You and Thornton lead those people.
Okay, that's fine. We had a good time.
Jerry catching strays.
Yes, he always
that's
catches.
What it is.
It's fine.
He's up on the wall.
Yeah, it's fine. He'll
There's
take
no
it. He's a big
anymore.
Boy.
It deteriorated during last four win season.
Just like the great ice wall and the North Wall in Game of Thrones, it deteriorates. A new one will be built.
And I'm so happy, and I said this to you at some point in recent years. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to getting back to when people celebrated hat and t-shirt games that were the division. Not, I don't buy mine till we get, I don't
AFC
get out of bed unless we win the AFC title.
Yeah,
right?
No, but that's why I always that's why I always say we did not live in reality from 2003 to 2019. It was a surreality. It felt like a simulation. Right. You woke up every day from after they went to the Super Bowl until the next season began like, oh, yeah, we're the best team in the world. Thereby, the transitive property of Brady and Belichick, I feel like I'm superior to everyone else.
I know.
And
what did you guys even talk about back then?
Just how awesome it felt to be. Honestly, just how awesome it felt to be us.
No, not really.
Oh, just how much the other team sucked?
This is the greatest compliment anyone ever gave me in terms of my media career, potentially. And it was Bill O'Brien when he was in Houston.
Brag.
Told us that his son enjoyed watching Patriots Football Weekly TV, in which we did a point-counterpoint segment. And he goes, you guys win 14 games every year, and somehow every week I turn it on, and you and Paul Perillo are arguing about how bad something is. It wasn't that bad, but that was talent. You came up with something every week to argue about.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
That's what we did, Billy-O. Billy-O, good luck turning things around at BC. I'm rooting for you. Truly mean it. You need
it. I
think
he said he can't.
No. Well, there's a certain point when the plane is in enough of a nose.
And
dive.
He did acknowledge that publicly. Yeah. If I knew how to fix it, I would have fixed it already. Yeah. He did say he won't give up. He won't quit. He's never quit anything in his life. He won't give up, but he also did acknowledge he doesn't know.
Well,
how
there you go. Okay.
The Greg Hill
interesting. Text line, some people coming to Mac's defense. 508. May is letting the winning get to his head. I can see it.
Where can you see it? I need more. 508. Retext. Text back in.
I'm looking for a reason to hate Drake, and that is just not true.
Timeout. Why are you looking for a reason?
I'm being a little facetious. 843 but in the beginning.
Area code 843. I agree with Andy. 2021 Patriots felt like a fraudulent playoff team.
Well,
while
no,
this year's Patriots are fun and seem like the real deal.
Didn't just feel like a fraudulent playoff team. Were exposed as the most fraudulent playoff team in the history of football with that ass whooping in Buffalo that was as non-competitive a playoff game as you will ever see. But I stand by it. This feels like we're at the infancy of something special with Mike Vrabel and Drake May. And they're ahead of maybe the curve or the expectation. They're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And even if they just make the playoffs.
They should make the playoffs, yes.
Yes, yeah, it'll be
disgustingly disappointing if they don't. Yes. But if they make the playoffs, I think we're going to be happy. I think we're going to look at it a little bit like the Red Sox.
Will that be enough? Will that be enough?
Absolutely.
Are we at that playoffs? Point, heading into week eight, will it be enough just to make the playoffs now?
Now, don't embarrass yourself. Don't go out there and lay an egg against a bad team. I don't know who you're going to face. I don't know who and what the...
It's going to be Dylan Gabriel and Miles Garrett and Quinshon Judkins and Harold Fannin Jr. and David Njoku.
You think they're going to host the Browns?
Oh, no, in the playoffs.
Yes.
No, I was talking about Sunday. I don't want them to embarrass them. I do.
Playoffs.
I don't want them to embarrass themselves.
This is a segment about the playoffs and the season.
Playoffs. Okay.
They can make the playoffs and lose like the Red Sox, and we'll take it as a step, because that's the step toward, now I expect you next year to be something special. Now do more in free agency in the draft.
Because this needs to be like fired off like a signal flare for everyone to see.
Now they're saying on the text line he's getting cocky at the podium. This was not intended to be a Drake May hate segment, and I don't know where Stiz is finding these texters and drumming them up.
He took back the playoffs comment. He got a little ahead of himself last week and mentioned playoffs.
He took it back in a funny way.
Excuse me, I was trying to make a point, gentlemen. I was just thank you. May I? Do I need a cane to like hit on the floor? Like, gentlemen, please, the floor is mine. Thank you. The point I wanted to make was go after yourself.
He used all his time up but not making the point.
Oh, for the love of God. Dan, no wonder why you get so tired and sleep.
Long question, good question.
Shut up, Scal. The point is, the signal flare being, you have to remember, this is still a rebuild.
Like, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's rebuilt.
It's not rebuilt yet.
They're the number two seed. They're in first place with a 91% chance to make the playoffs.
But they're still in the middle. But you are just as one of many that has been like, the depth on this team, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. It could be
a house of cards. Yes.
Yeah.
One of your favorites.
But it's a very nice house
Cousin
of cards.
Cousin Andy's House of Cards on the South Coast.
If they don't have injuries, then they're going to make the playoffs. And that feels rebuilt.
Okay, if.
They should have had the number one overall pick last year.
Yep.
Now they're going to be in the playoffs. You had them as the number one seed. You told me that the Colts were going to lose to the yellow
the
wearing.
Colts to the Bolts. To the Minions?
It didn't happen.
To the Tinkle Chargers?
But
yeah.
That's how high they've come. So that is the comparison to 2021. We are getting a little bit the carts ahead of the horse a little bit.
See?
But they're going to make the playoffs.
They
have
will.
A better quarterback than they could have ever thought of
in
2021.
Do I think this is a better – does it look like it has the capacity to be a more complete team than 2021? Yes. Are they still in a rebuild because there are a number of positions? Andy, there's guys that were paid a lot of money that are not going to be on this team next year or the year after. However – when you keep your Marcus Joneses, when you have Drake May, when you're developing and subsequently paying Gonzo, these are the tent poles around which you build long-term successful teams. Go ahead. What text do you need to read?
774. Drake is way too cocky right now. We're going to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Tim in Hanover. This seems like a positive take on Drake. What's up, Tim?
Guys, hey, you know I'm on the afternoon team, man. Believe me. I'm happy for two guys. Let me tell you, Drake May, I think it's phenomenal. I'm so glad we got him. Now, I wasn't in the beginning because I didn't know if he was experienced enough, but he is the man. I tell you what, the other guy, Mac Jones, man, he was poison all around this kid. A young man in the state of NFL football, and you know what? He was scared to death because he made his dream. And now look at Hans Shanahan. He loves this guy, man. And that whole team loves him. This guy, he just had poison all around him, and we couldn't help him. But I want May to keep doing what he's doing. Just get him some help, man. Get him the line. They need to have that line work like they did this weekend. That's going to be the key to the whole thing. The other guys are all good. The running backs are good. Wide receivers are good. Everyone was bad-mouthing the running backs. They're good. They just need help in the line to open up the holes.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
It was a complete call.
It was a complete call. There was support for Drake May and Mac Jones, actually.
And the running backs. Now, see, look, here you go.
Yeah, he got a little out over his skis to say the running backs are good.
There you go. You have a lot of people. There's opinions all over the place. That's the fun part about talking sports. It is a debate. There are no wrong answers, except for, obviously, mine.
Well, no, the wrong ones are the ones that are ripping Drake May right now. All these, he's too cocky.
You know what?
He said that's cocky.
You know what? How about this? This area doesn't deserve Drake May.
Oh, that seems like a... bridge too far. 617-779-7937. Patriots fans, do you feel like you deserve Drake May? Because Fitzy says you don't. We'll ask our buddy Brian Hoyer. He knows the quarterback position. I'm going to ask him if he feels like Drake May has gotten a little cocky like all the texters have. Yes, Dimball?
And Brian Hoyer will present his top five quarterbacks currently in the NFL.
Yes,
to us.
And we did him a solid. We gave him a heads up that we'd be looking for his top five quarterbacks because we realized when we did ours that it's not the easiest thing to just spit out your mouth on the fly there. So we gave him some time to prepare it. That's right, Brian Hoyer, his thoughts on Drake May and the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's up next here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
WEEI Afternoons. Maybe we'll back here on WEEI Afternoons. And it is Tuesday at 4:30. That means we go right to the guest line to talk to our buddy Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback. Brian Hoyer, just when we thought we couldn't like Drake May anymore, he goes out and he sets the record for completion percentage in a game, crossing Tom Brady's name off the list, and then tells us he likes Morgan Wallen. He grew up in the same town as Luke Combs. Like, I mean, is this guy the perfect quarterback for us in New England or what?
I mean, that's a man after my own heart. Obviously, I talked about Morgan Wallen. You're playing a little Luke Combs for me. That's about as country as it gets for me. And look, it's just week after week, he just keeps going out and getting things done in a way that quite literally we haven't seen in a long time. And as you mentioned, to break Tom's record of pass completion percentage in a game is pretty incredible, especially when you consider these weren't dinking and dunking. I mean, he's throwing the ball down the field, 52 yards in the air on the touchdown to Kayshon Booty, the whole shot in cover two to Mac Collins, the nice little baby fade, drop it in the bucket to Stephon Diggs. So he's hitting it at all different levels. And man, I just like, I was talking about it today on our podcast, and it's like you almost don't want to like kind of talk about it too much because you don't want like the other shoe to drop. Like, is this too good to be true that you had Tom Brady for 20 years, had a few years in between that didn't go so well, and now you found this guy who's literally, I think I saw today, like first quarterback in NFL history in the first 20 games, like 4,000 yards passing, 500 yards rushing mm-hmm. in a certain amount of time. I mean, it's literally incredible. And the thing, and I've said this going back to his rookie year, that I love about him the most is his attitude. I mean, literally, you know, as humble as it can be, I'm sitting here at the Zavarian football game on Friday night. I look down, I'm like, is that Drake May? And they said, like, he just showed up. He didn't even understand, like, this is going to cause a ruckus. Like, he doesn't even know what he means to the people in this area yet. And to me, it just shows how humble he is and how thankful the Patriots fans should be that they were able to get him last year.
This is going to sound negative, but it really isn't. It's just sort of an acknowledgement of how good it is right now. But can we agree, like, this isn't sustainable? Like, I heard McCourty on the telecast say, I've never seen anyone complete passes, deep balls like this with this accuracy. There's going to be some sort of a wake-up call or regression at some point, right?
Yeah, I don't think that this guy's going to pass for over a 100-yard rating in every game the rest of his career. I mean, if he is, then we will be talking about him like Tom and like Patrick Mahomes. There's going to be a point, and I think this week going against the Cleveland Browns, I mean, say what you want, and I'm not the fondest of my hometown team, but their defense is probably going to be one of the tougher challenges that Drake May and this offense has seen. I mean, obviously we all know about Myles Garrett, but they have Ward over there at corner. They have Jim Schwartz who's calling the plays. So this is it is the Cleveland Browns, but I promise you the defense is not their problems or have been their problem. So he's going to be challenged this week. And if we're sitting here next Tuesday and he throws for another 250, runs for 50 and throws for two touchdowns and protects the football, we're going to start talking about him having a second year like Patrick Mahomes had in his career where, you know, as a first year rookie basically didn't played that last game and then all of a sudden came on the scene and we're playing him in the AFC Championship game. So that's kind of what he's on trajectory for. But to your point, it's just not sustainable in this league to just assume that this kid's going to go out every week and play as amazing as he has.
Jeez, let me see. What aspect of his game are you most impressed by? You answered that. How about the challenge this week? Are you taking a look at my prep sheet, Hoyer? Jeez. It is
interesting. I'm in the media now. I know exactly how things are going to go. I mean, Tuesday is my day to cover the Patriots. So literally film the podcast, go and do a show down in Foxborough. I'm like, by the time I get to you guys, I'm locked in and ready to go.
So it's the perfect time to talk with you. I have to say, even though you played for so many different teams that you don't want to upset a fan base that cheered you on at one point, this is just sort of a preamble to the question. It is kind of fun, though, in case you ever see, now that you traffic more in social media, whenever there's a video of some fan doing a watch-along and they're like, how'd the Patriots get this guy? They own 4 years now. They don't deserve, you know, Dolphins fans, yeah. Bills fans, Jets fans, they're driving themselves crazy with watching Pat's highlights now with Drake May. But I wanted to ask you, between just maybe his own work, Mike Vrabel, Josh, who would you credit most with the amazing adjustments that he's made, not only from last year to this year, but from week one to week seven? He looks like a completely different guy who is now finally accessing his superpowers.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you have to give the credit to Drake, the work that he put in the offseason. I mean, I self-acclaimed when they hired Josh, I said, this is the perfect pairing. I went on record, and I couldn't believe the people who would question Josh after all he's done here in New England. But I knew that if Drake could get caught up to speed with where Josh was at with his offense, that it would be a match made in heaven. I didn't realize, I don't think anyone would realize, that it was going to happen this quickly. But you have to credit Drake to the work he put in, not just on his fundamentals and the physical side, but obviously spending a lot of time in the playbook, spending a lot of time with Josh. And then you obviously look at the guys that are in the room with him. So not only Josh, but Ashton Grant and Riley Larkin, guys who are young and experienced and have been around quarterbacks in multiple different systems. And obviously Vrabel, I think, has been tremendous for him. He's talked about how he wants to challenge Drake and challenge him to be a leader. And it was a pretty cool moment to watch Drake give Vrabel that game ball. And it's kind of, in a weird way, like the passing of a torch, right? We watched so many years Tom and Bill in those post game, whether it was celebrating some kind of crazy record that they had accomplished together. And now here it is, and you see this young kid, and it's hard to remember sometimes. He's only 23 years old. The way he carries himself, obviously the way he's playing, and Vrabel's two guys in the most important positions in the NFL.
So, Brian, you've seen this from the inside working with Josh and a lot of systems. You look at it with a probably more critical, analytical expert eye than we do. Where do you feel like Drake is in terms of the mental aspects of the game? If, you know, you using the old 101, 201, 301, how much room is there for him to grow in that way?
Well, there's clearly room to grow. I mean, obviously, even a guy like Tom, when I was with him in the two different stints that I was, he was still growing in year 20. I mean, you just, it's basically just repetition after repetition, seeing more defenses, having more experiences with certain plays. So there's clearly room for growth. I think the one thing, and I'm not going to speak for Drake, but when I see him out there playing, he's playing in almost what I would call like a flow-like state where he's literally just reading and reacting. And that's where you want to get to at the quarterback position. You don't want to be thinking. You don't want to be coming up with the ideas of what you're going to do before the play. And so the touchdown before halftime is a perfect example of that. It's a staple in the Patriots system. I mean, we've seen going back to Tom Brady in that first Super Bowl, he hit Troy Brown on the first in cut of that play that they're still running to this day. But there's a key in that play with that backside safety, and he pushes to the front side, that kind of in your mind alerts you to let the post go and let it rip. And the one thing I've been so impressed with is how accurate he can be on these deep throws. He clearly feels comfortable throwing them. He has tremendous touch, arc, and pace. And so he's playing at a level where I think to me what it looks like is he's going through his reads. He understands the why of the play, which is so crucial. I mean, there's certain plays Josh is calling to make sure that he gets out of his hands quickly. There's certain plays that, hey, go ahead and take a shot here. And I think he's doing a perfect job of mixing and matching all of that.
So we're talking with Brian Hoyer from the Quick the Patriots. No, what's cheese? You the Quick Snap. I'm sorry. There's so
quick
many
Snap.
Patriots. My apologies,
I'm all
buddy.
Over the place.
I know. Yeah. It's his big Patriots Tuesday. We're thrilled to have him here on WEI Afternoons. Brian, is there a chance or like could there be a propensity for maybe over preparing for a game? And I mention that because when you go up against a team like the Browns, obviously they present so many issues for you on defense. You've seen the rush that they bring with Myles Garrett. You've got the linebackers like the Joker swarming all over the field. Mason Graham's dominating the line, and they've got a good secondary. Like, should Drake May just be going about his prep this week the same way he normally does, or does this require an extra level of study, preparation, and intensity?
I mean, I think the reality is once you get to be that starting quarterback, there really is no extra level. There's just the level. And I think he's clearly prepping the right way because I think what you see is an understanding of what the defense is doing and then how to attack it. And so to me, basically all that happens along the way is you're thankful and you rely on Josh and his staff to come up with a game plan to make sure that you don't let Myles Garrett go out and ruin the game. So I'm sure Myles Garrett in the first 10 to 15 plays will get hit every which way to Sunday with jams and slams and hammers and chips and crack tosses. Like, they're going to basically hit Myles Garrett as many different ways as they can early in the game to let him know, like, you're not going to wreck this football game. And that goes to the offensive coordinator. And I thought Austin Hooper had an interesting quote yesterday. They asked him about Drake and his development. He's like, Drake's just taking the ownership where he's looking at guys and saying, look, if you want the ball on this play, I need you to run the route like this. Like, that to me at 23 years old, to take the ownership for that and basically be saying, guys, this is how I need it done, that shows to me the type of level that he's gotten to so quickly, like you said, not only from last year, but from the first week of the season till now.
All right, Brian, this isn't a Drake May question per se, but it sort of is, and I believe you were prepped by our producers. We didn't want to just throw it out there. Give me your top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and hopefully your answer will stick it to Cam Newton.
I love Cam. I mean, let me just say this. My year and a half spent with Cam was one of the funniest years I've ever had in my NFL career, and he kept it awesome. I did send this in, so I'm pulling up just to make sure I stick with it because it was very hard to do. I have Mahomes, Stafford, Dak Prescott, Drake May, and Josh Allen. And honestly, it was hard to leave out Baker Mayfield, but maybe I'm just having residual effects from the game last night. Mm-hmm. It was hard, honestly, to leave out Daniel Jones and Jared Goff. And so that's what I went with. I think, you know, it's fair. Matt Stafford in the 17th year might be playing the best football of his entire career. Dak Prescott is almost playing in a Joe Burrow type fashion of what Joe did last year, basically having to put the team on his back and throw the football all over the field. Drake, to me, has been consistent enough and has shown enough to garner being in the top five when we're just considering what's going on this year. And then, to me, Josh Allen, I mean, I know he's had a few weeks where things haven't gone his way, but I have not hidden over the past few years my love for the way that he plays the game. I think it's actually inspires guys like Drake May. So it was tough to name those five because there's a lot of good quarterback play in the NFL right now.
Last question real quick. How impressed were you, by the way? This is a future Patriots opponent who I think Pats fans and the media alike probably thought would be a walkover. But now I think you legitimately could worry about them. How impressed were you with what Flacco did last Thursday and what that could mean for the revitalization of the Bengals?
Flacco kind of got the short end of the stick playing for Cleveland. They didn't have a lot of great threats, but he goes to Cincinnati. You have him arguably, in my opinion, the best receiver in the NFL. So, I mean, how many times did he target Ja'Marr Chase? Like 20-something times? Like, I would do that too on a short notice. Yeah, 23 times. So I think it was an interesting trade. Like when you saw that happen, you're like, this is such a typical Browns move. Like you're trading a guy to help out a team in the division, almost waving the white flag, so to speak. But I think Joe Flacco can keep those Bengals afloat in the hopes that maybe Joe Burrow makes it back. Joe Flacco has played a lot of good football during his career. And so the one thing that I would say, and probably what we love about the NFL, there are no easy cakewalk games in the NFL. You got to bring it each and every week. And so, the strength of the schedule looks good right now. But if you don't show up on Sunday, you're playing an NFL team and you can get beat. And so Flacco does that for the Bengals. I think some of the games coming up where maybe fans might just look at it and chalk it up as a W. No, you got to bring it. And the one thing I've seen from the Patriots that I love is they're winning games. And along the way, they're correcting the mistakes. I don't think they're just kind of bypassing the mistakes and sweeping them under the rug. Vrabel is too good of a coach to let that happen. So if you can win games while making mistakes and keep improving, you'll be in a good spot after Thanksgiving.
Brian, I've heard rumors that there was a particularly good episode of The Breakdown on NBC Sports Boston last night. You know anything about that? I didn't see it. So why was it so good? Do you know?
Shout out to Ted. I had to fill in. I mean, I know Ted's a little under the weather. I hope he feels better. I got the call 10 a.m. I said, I figured this is, you know, I used to do this in my old job. I was the backup and they called me in, tried to fill in Ted's shoes, but it's a tough job. And hopefully he's back and ready to go next week.
All right, man. Appreciate you joining us. And hopefully we have another Drake May performance that's just wowing us to talk about next week.
No doubt. See you guys next week.
Thanks, Brian. As always, Brian.
Other than he's growing in his comfort level. He used to spell the S word, and now he says the S word.
Man, we've had an
Jeremy Springer. I mean, guys, I know we make you comfortable.
That's the thing. This is a testament to the fact that people feel comfortable to be their authentic foul-mouthed selves around us.
Brian Hoyer's getting an email from the WEI Afternoon Show producers.
Whoa, a threat
to whom it may concern.
And he's the only one on the email. There's no
Mr. 14-year multi-team quarterback.
No BCC necessary. It just says to Brian Hoyer from Stiz, to whom it may concern. 617-779-7937. You have it right there from an expert. Drake May is indeed a top five quarterback in the National Football League for the here and for the now. We'll talk about that and Brian Hoyer's thoughts about just how good he is and how ready he is to take on the Cleveland Browns and Fitzy's little fear that this could be a wake-up call week here in Foxborough. That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Afternoons.
And now here it is, and you see this young kid, and it's hard to remember sometimes. He's only 23 years old. The way he carries himself, obviously the way he's playing, and Vrabel's in his 50s. I mean, this could potentially, and look, I'm in the media now, so I'm all about hyping up. This could potentially start the next run because you have two guys in the most important positions in the NFL.
That's our guy, Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback and potty mouth.
Yep, confirmed potty mouth. He spells it out. He says it. Again, I just want to point out, there's one show in town where people feel comfortable to be their most authentic, analytical potty mouth selves, and that would be Afternoons on WEEI.
He started out a couple weeks ago by spelling that word he just said. Mm-hmm. Now he's just flat saying it.
Why
Plus,
not?
We had the Springer F-bomb, which I do give him a little bit of an excuse. He is a coach.
He's coming off of the field, too, and like running right into the interview with his signature energy.
Yeah. Hoyer was literally in the midst of bragging about being in the media now and then swears.
He likes to hype blank up.
I would think if you were in the media, you'd know you're not really, although he is a podcast guy. I wonder, Quick Snap must be a swear zone. They on Quick Snap, they must swear.
I don't think you're allowed to swear on the, I mean, you can swear on a podcast.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what Quick Snap is. You couldn't get that. You were going to call him Quick Slants.
No. First,
you were going to be disrespectful and say, the host of some other podcast.
There's a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts. They have Quick and they have Slants and they have Snaps.
But
isn't
their podcast on NBC Sports Boston?
See, that's what I was going to say. He can't swear on the podcast because it is broadcast on the television box.
Oh, but you actually can because it's cable. Remember when they went through a phase? They went through a phase with they had like a 4-hour late night show and the second 2 hours, and I did it like once and I was so uncomfortable.
Safe Harbor.
Like,
yeah.
You swear on TV now?
Yeah, they try not to. Curran used to swear a lot on his podcast. I think he's kind of cleaned it up a little bit because that too is now on television.
Yeah, Tom Curran's something.
Patriots Talk Podcast.
Patriots Talk Podcast. Yes. There are a lot of podcasts on that.
There
station.
Are a lot. There are a lot. Phil Perry's Next Pats.
Yeah. Tom Curran's Quick Slants. Is that a podcast or just a
show?
That's
a TV show.
There's a lot going on. Ted Johnson's The Breakdown, except now it's Brian Hoyer's The Breakdown.
And Trenny's Heroes.
No, I don't think that's what
nope.
it's called.
Oh, it's not?
Early Edition.
Oh, okay.
Early Edition.
Okay.
Trenny, whatever her new last name is, it's not Kuznarek anymore.
No.
Casey, thank you, Dan Ball. Appreciate it. But he's buying into everything. And I get that we, like, sometimes we get, like, he's an ex-player, he's still a Patriot, oh, he loves Josh McDaniels, whatever, which I was this close to the follow-up, and maybe we'll save that for last week. I was going to set up a little retort to Scheim, like, hey, Hoyer, not only were there some people questioning the McDaniels hiring before the season, there are actually people, or should I say one person, who
you
thinks
could
he's
leave
done
it
nothing.
At people. Come on. We're trying to create a vertically cooperative society.
Are we? I'm holding my football as I make this point.
All right. Oh, here we go. I'm going to put on my visor later on.
Haven't worn a visor in a while. I've not been in a visor mood.
Can I ask you, did you get like a bunch of your friends in fights in high school?
Get them in fights?
Yes.
No, not really.
No?
What do you mean?
Meaning just sort
How
of
do
like
I get my friends in fights.
No,
I just
meaning
get
like you, no, yes, but there's other people on the show that could become collateral damage.
Yeah, no, but whatever. Ted's fine with it.
Ted's the size of Ted.
What, are you worried you're going to get beat up in the hallways by Chris Scheim?
No, I'm not. Never
mind. Wow. 617-779-7937. That was our
Never
guy.
Never wrong, just early.
Never wrong, just early. That was our guy, Jared Carabas. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive. And as you drive, we're going to break down the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League with a little help from Brian Hoyer and others. That's up next on The Drive here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.